if or something like that, you know, and that was about the size of it. But I don't think either one of those towns has a road event they've ever heard it go to. Great, because I always kind of feel that any work habits or anything there, right? I really enjoyed it from them because they had such a fine operation. I mean, I like the way they Mary kept all books. She was an excellent bookkeeper. You just follow you. I didn't have a bookkeeper in school, but I just followed along her pattern of doing things. And of course, I figured she was, to me, just kind of perfect. She balanced books every day, and she didn't have any problems. She kept good records. Trails and all the until when I was growing up, of course, it was the days when things were as fluent as they are now, but I don't think that what made difference to people, really, nobody had a lot of money, really, in the days when we were growing up. I don't think there was any problem at all. Oh, I didn't want to support this. I know, like, when I was pregnant, my graduate class in 1903, everybody was bought the same car. And in fact, a lot of people didn't have cars or anything in those days. I mean, everybody didn't have a car, but we always had a car at home. And I know, like, my brother Howard was always driving. My dad was always good to me. He'd take the car, go to basketball, baseball games, and stuff like that. And he'd always plow and go over the car. You know, he'd go to go. But wasn't everybody like a car in those days? We always felt because we had a large family that we were lucky that, we could have a car, really. And when you had a car to go, or the car Howard had, because I wasn't driving it, we were going to go. I was off to my high school, and anytime there'd be a basketball game, football game, baseball game. And we could go to Hawaii, and he always had a car, but we were always friends anyway. We had the same group of friends. Just, Howard was really a great behind me at school, and he was older, because when we moved into the farm, to system, and that let me get ahead of it, because I learned to read, and I think girls are more interested in studying, and I had learned to read right while I went to school, so that he was great for our and start back up in the kindergarten, so that put him a grade behind me, although he was older, so we grew up together all the same time. We always had the same kind of friends and everything, you know. But it was always quite nice that we had a car that went to the basketball game, the baseball game. Of course, some of the football games, but those were most demanding. Try that again. But it was different. And in school, I don't know whether Ed mentioned anything about school or not, but no, he might not, he probably didn't have that. But when I was going to high school, we had one big assembly, and everybody sat in there. You didn't see the alphabetic. And every time we were in a classroom, we came back to the main assembly. There was always a teacher in charge of it. And he took your seat there, and then he waited. If you didn't have a class the next period, you studied. One great big assembly. Yeah. There was desks there, and we had the only place to sit, but there were people seated alphabetically. I wouldn't have any idea how many seats were in there, but I was thinking, like, when we graduated, I think there were 30 in our class. So I imagine there was somewhere around 100 seats, or maybe 120 seats or something. At least 100. With these little desks. But then we had a library. And the kids, you could go and help work in the library. You know, help old teacher if you had any study. They lived in the room. I mean, if the teacher wanted, you could always have somebody in the library. But it's not the way of school. Nowadays, and sometimes it happens in a short classroom. They might have to take one corner up the front and maybe have a class there. That was on the far end, it was beyond the, it was on the far, the west side of the school, and there was the high school, and downstairs, and their classrooms upstairs, and then on the first floor downstairs, the grade school, the grade school classes, I think, you know, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 20 sides, and then I think there was, they'd have more than one, grade in a room, you see. I think they had a training room up there too one time, and they taught the people from Tony Romo before they had the sort of set up out there, go up there and teach you. Maybe they even had the Tony Romo in there before they put down that one school. But maybe at one time in town, if you went along a certain grade, you went to that school or something, so they put the Tony Romo in and moved it up there or something. But anyway, they used, they were at least a teacher retired to teach two grades. First and second, I was up there for 6 seconds. Mr. Upton was another.